I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at CFRC.ca.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. It is 2 p.m., so that means you are now listening to Basement Noise on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, Emily. So today, I decided to kind of have a theme to the episode, and the theme is, like, majority Midwest emo. What partially contributed to this was that I got a song request for a Midwest emo song, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna run with this and do a whole episode trying to focus on that genre specifically. So I know I played a good amount last episode, but I love it personally. So I figured, why not just run with it? Let's just do even more. So I tried to find as much Midwest emo as I can, but also there's some stuff that's like could be considered not really Midwest emo, but it's pretty close. Also, guys, send me song requests if you have any. You can DM them to my Instagram at basementnoise.cfrc, or you can send it into the CFRC website. So I just want to say thank you for the song request and for listening along. So let's get into it. The first song is called Cavity by the band Thoughts on Bowling, a Midwest emo band from Northwest Arkansas. And after that will be Go Home, Play Music, Feel Better by Michael Sarah Palin. Let's get into it.
We'll be right back. now I'm crawling out of the skin I'm entitled to. Into the one you think makes me look best. Is it you or me who I'll attempt to be lying to? Only to show my colors when I get undressed. Showcasing my body, miserably. Stop trying to say it doesn't matter, it's all right. Take on a cause, hold for the applause. Impulsive vanity's a common crutch. Coming to terms with the matter of facts, like the fact that I matter at all. Consume my body the way I consume Adderall.
So I'll be really honest, guys, finding a lot of Midwest emo bands is really difficult, and finding Canadian Midwest emo bands is actually 10 times harder. I searched far and wide, like I was literally on every Reddit page scouring for Midwest emo bands, Canadian Midwest emo bands, mind you, and I tried my best. So if you guys know any Canadian Midwest emo bands that you think I would like, send them my way, because I want to know more, but it's actually really difficult. But here is Safe Distance by Sorry Snowman, and then after that we've got Lone Star by the Front Bottoms.
Yeah. Jason says, hey, Brian, if you still believe in the Lord above, get on your hands and knees and pray for us. Get on your hands and knees and pray for us. The past few months were pretty rough. A couple of times wished we both were dead. I never cried like that. Said, hey, Brian, if you still believe in the Lord above, get on your hands and knees and pray for us. Get on your hands and knees and pray for us. Because freshness is expected from any hip-hop artist. I avoid using traditional techniques.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simmer Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
So I'm recording this super far in advance because over break, I'm going to Fernie with my housemates, and I'm super excited. I've never been on like a group trip before with just my friends, so I'm hoping it's going to be really, really fun. I've also only ever skied once in my life, so wish me luck, and let's hope I don't break anything. I most likely like won't be going past a green run, but all my housemates are just going to be laughing at me the whole time because I seriously do not ski. But I'm just there for the vibes, and it's going to be fun. I'll go for like one day of skiing, and then I'll just be hanging out for the rest of the time. So that's what's happening for me over the break. But anywho, up next is Between Your Band and the Other Band by Tiger's Jaw. And after that, Civil Twilight by The Weaker Thans.
We'll be right back. things left in the minutes and so on, etc. Or recite the names of provinces and Hollywood actors. Oh, Ontario, oh, Jennifer Jason Lee. But this part of the state bewilders me. Streets slow down and ice over. Dust comes on and I struggle. Stop to stop to stop thinking of you.
It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
So obviously some of the stuff on today's queue is not technically Midwest emo, but it's pretty darn close. And even if it's not, it's still good music, you know? Like, I think we can all appreciate a solid, good song. So I don't want any Midwest emo purists coming after me. I'm just doing my best, okay? So for example of a good song, this next one is brand new, came out 6 days ago new, and it is really good. It's from this band called Dear Me, who's a Nashville-based emo artist. The song is called Baseball, Huh? And then after that will be the song Miranda by Guest Room Status.
Just to live it by the books.
guys, can we talk about it? Why do so many Midwest emo bands use sports in their, like, band names, song titles? I'm actually curious. Like, there's Modern Baseball, American Football, and then the last song had baseball in the title. Like, if someone knows, please, 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 please enlighten me. But, good segue on my end. Another example is this next band called Canadian Softball. This is a parody band, but unironically, I'm into it. So first up is Seven by Canadian Softball, followed by a band called Slaughter Beach Dog and their song, Your Cat.
Something vague. She asks if I'm going to the party. I tell her to the party. It's so hot by noon, I just get queasy. It's so hot by two, I stay inside. I try to put down a cup of coffee. He asks how much I'm drinking and I lie. But doctors are always trying to tell you some torturous way to live your life. It's not like they know. I forget to spit out the seeds. I'll make it through this if it kills me. Then when it kills me, I'll come back. Jesus will make me a disciple, or maybe he'll let me be your cat. I wait to be led into temptation as I lay alone across the street. Catherine is smoking pot above me, watching Hellraiser on TV.
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be them.
Okie dokie, guys, we are coming to the end here, and I've got a few more songs left, so I want to remind everyone to send in song requests if you have any at all. Next week, I'm planning to do a similar thing to this episode and have another genre-specific episode focused around specifically metal. Okay, so I'm planning to dive into some subgenres of metal that I really like. So if y'all have some metal songs you want to hear, then now is the chance. But I do already have some really, really good ones queued up, so don't miss out next week. All right, so last few songs here. First up is Failures by Bottom Bracket, then Junji Burrito by, excuse my pronunciation, Avec Plaisir. Guys, I don't speak French. So if you heard that and now you're laughing at me, that's mean because I don't speak French. I grew up learning Spanish because I'm from California. So please actually don't bully me. I literally asked my housemate last night. I was like, you have to tell me how to pronounce this because I'm going to mess it up. And I literally practiced it with her and I probably still mess it up right there. So please don't come for me, guys. I don't know how to speak French. And then lastly, we have Ego You'd Rather by Root Cause.
Santa's open, I love you, shut the eyes. about my family like you talk about your ex. Talk about my future like you talk about your ex. Please don't talk about my family like you talk about your past. Talk about my future like you talk about your ex. Please don't talk about my family like you talk about your past.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Guys, you know when I said that that last few songs was going to be the last song? I lied. Sorry. But also not sorry. You should be lucky that you get to still listen to the music that I'm playing. But I did lie. I am going to play one more song because I care so much and I'm such a great person. But this last song, I can't believe I didn't even play American Football. Like, that is Midwest emo to a T. So I'm going to play Never Meant by American Football. Let's get into it. I hope you guys love it. And now I'm going to say goodbye for sure. I hope everyone has a great rest of their week. And I will see you next time.
Thank you. As-tu déjà eu l'impression de marcher sur de la glace mince dans ta relation? As-tu déjà eu l'impression d'être éclipsé par ton partenaire et mis de côté? Ou connais-tu quelqu'un qui a vécu cette situation? Ces sentiments sont plus courants que tu ne le penses. Femme Avertie est une organisation basée à Montréal qui cherche à soutenir toute personne potentiellement dans une relation toxique. Si tu as des questions sur ta relation, appelle-nous au 514-489-1110.
On est là pour t'écouter et discuter de ce qui se passe dans ta relation. Marcher sur de la glace mince peut ressembler à garder le silence pour maintenir la paix, à s'inquiéter des réactions de ton partenaire, à ressentir un stress constant autour de ton ou ta partenaire, à vivre des montagnes russes émotionnelles ou à être émotionnellement épuisé. Ce sont toutes des choses que tu devrais exprimer avec des personnes bien informées et qui te soutiennent. Et c'est ce qu'on fait à Femme Avertie. On priorise toujours ta sécurité et on peut t'orienter vers des ressources.
Encore une fois, ce numéro est le 514-489-1110.
On offre également des séances de groupe et des services de soutien personnalisés. Femme Avertie, par des survivantes, pour des survivantes.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m. and I'll see you there.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us.
Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web.